Establishing that mindfulness on the breath, aware of the feelings, and placing the mindfulness on the breath and following the breath, the entire in-breath, the entire out-breath, and being mindful as well of the spaces in between, keeping the awareness within the body. Aware of arising and ceasing of the breath, aware of space, quiet, and then arising and ceasing of the out-breath, moment to moment. Buddho. Placing the mindfulness on the breath and following the breath, the entire in-breath, the entire out-breath, and being mindful as well of the spaces in between, keeping the awareness within the body. Aware of arising and ceasing of the breath. Aware of space, quiet, moment to moment. Buddho. Aware of each in-breath and out-breath, breathing in, put, breathing out, do. When we meditate intensively more and more, we begin to notice when we send the mind out. In ordinary life, we don't notice so much because it's the normal state of the mind, thinking about this, thinking about that. But when we meditate more and more, and there are more and more moments of stillness, and more of a sense of being present in one's body, then we realize that when we think about the past, we're actually sending the mind out, chasing after the past. And when we think of the future, we're sending the mind out. And when we think of others, and as we meditate more and more, we realize that actually there's a choice. We don't have to think about the past, worry about the future. Can let the mind rest. This takes a subtle and gentle determination, gently pulling the mind back, gently holding the mind within the body. And when we do this, mind becomes quite peaceful. Still mind, quiet mind, has a lot of energy, a lot of clarity, feels very peaceful. And a busy mind running all over the place feels very agitated and becomes very tired. Aware of each in breath and out breath, breathing in put, breathing out do. And with pain in ordinary life, when there's pain and there's a reaction, tend to think of it as one phenomena, the suffering of that pain. But as we meditate more and more, we see how much of the suffering is the reaction to the pain. And that when mindfulness is clear and strong, that if we hold the pain in awareness, it's not necessary to suffer so much. And we see pain as just pain. And we see the benefits of a patient mind. A patient mind is peaceful, cool. The reactive mind is hot, cramped. So in practice we learn ways to incline the mind towards peacefulness and gently restrain it from unnecessary suffering. Placing the mindfulness on the breath and following the breath, the entire in-breath, the entire out-breath, and being mindful as well of the spaces in between, keeping the awareness within the body. Aware of arising and ceasing of the breath. Aware of space, quiet, moment to moment. Buddho. Practicing mindfulness of breathing, learning ways to work with the pain in the body, gently restraining the mind, enjoying the clarity of being present with the breath. minute or so of the meditation, and bringing to mind now and recollecting the skillfulness of that effort with a confident heart that merit is produced through such activity, and dedicating that merit to people who you think might benefit, to beings which you may have harmed, intentionally or unintentionally. Or to all beings, as you see fit.